Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our program this morning and hope you will become a regular listener. Our meeting times at the Harrisburg Church of Christ will be given at the end of this broadcast. We cordially invite you in any of all these services. You will always be warmly received. Please also check out our website, www.churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources to aid you in your study of God's Word. I want to begin this morning by wishing all the fathers in the listening audience a happy Father's Day. This is the day that our country has set aside to remember the fathers. And God's Word teaches many things about the duty of our fathers. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 through 4, we are told that we are given the responsibility to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and not to provoke them to wrath. Colossians 3, verse 21. I hope as fathers we understand the awesome responsibility that God has given us and that we take it seriously and we try to guide our children to understand the need for God in their life and to compel them that the ways of God are the best ways to live in this earth. May God help us, fathers, to always remember the awesome responsibility that comes with the blessing of our children. Today and next week, I want to talk about a subject that is pertinent to all of us. This world can be a very cruel place at times. Who has lived in this life without facing any of the troubles of life? Many who live on the earth will always have to deal with the three terrible T's: testing, trials, and tribulation. The scriptures even teach that concerning these things that they are inevitable. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your soul, your faith, the salvation of your souls." We also read in this same book, in chapter 4, in verse number 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. Yes, we are going to have temptation, trials, and tribulation. Each life is unique in the crises that we face. None are exempt. Some are under the illusion that being a Christian puts some under some kind of protective umbrella where no harm can befall them. Such is not true. God will protect them from all unpleasantness, and nothing vile or evil can happen in their life. A comforting thought, but it's not taught in the scriptures. Our first thought sometimes when we go through these trials and difficulties is, why me? As if something is being done individually to me. What have I done to deserve this? The answer to this question is quite easy. You live on the earth. That gives you the right to the good and to the bad. Read Matthew 5, verse 45. It's all in one package. We must accept the good as well as the evil. What do you do in such times? Where do you turn in time of trouble? Many folks make their problems worse by turning towards things which just deepen the trouble and offer no relief or no solution to the difficulty. Did God leave us without help? Can we face these things and overcome them? Yes. I want to read you a passage in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19 that will be the basis of our study this week and next. It says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil." God has left us some anchors. Anchors of hope in troubled times. What is an anchor? A source of security or stability. In these lessons, we want to talk about some of the anchors which God the Lord has provided to us to aid us in our struggles that we have in life. Do they work? Do we use them? Have you tried them? Are you using them properly? Do you realize that they are even there? We will endeavor to answer all of these questions in these two discussions. The first anchor that I would like to suggest to you this morning is the Word of God. The Word of God is given as an anchor to the soul. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse 16 and 17, we are told that all scripture that is given by the inspiration of God. And it says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness' sake. We are told in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, that this scripture is of no private interpretation, but was given by the Holy Spirit as it moved men as they wrote. God is the author of this wonderful book. Who knows man better than his Creator? Who could be a better counselor? In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11, we are assured that God's word does not return to him void. It will accomplish the thing that he sent it forth to do. God's word has the answers. God's word can give us comfort and strength and hope and solutions in life's real problems. But it cannot if we don't turn to it or if we do not believe in its power. The scripture is discipline for our spiritual growth. Paul said it was profitable in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. How so? In teaching. In teaching, it teaches us God's truth. It sets guidelines to be followed. Society tells us that there are no absolutes, that everything is relative. God says not so. The question often is forgotten, what saith the scriptures? Especially in times of trouble. Where are the answers to our probing questions? Do we ever seek the highest counsel that is possible? It's also useful in rebuking, showing the error of the decisions we have made. It is through the knowledge of God's law that one comes to the knowledge of sin and the way out of that sin. It answers the question, what do I need? Where do I turn? What shall I do now? In James 1 verse 25 is called the perfect law of liberty. In James chapter 1, it also is referred to as a mirror that gives us a proper reflection of what we look like as God looks at our lives. Also, the Bible is useful in correcting. Not only does it point out the mistakes, but it gives a way to correct them so we can overcome our mistakes and learn from them. The knowledge of God's word will be needed to correct any wrong. Why did Paul write the letter to the Corinthians, the first letter? Because they had many issues, they had many problems, and he dealt with those issues, and then he gave them the solutions how to correct those mistakes. When we come up against a problem, and we make the wrong turn, allow the scriptures to correct your thinking. It can do that if we will turn to it. Excuse me. It is useful in the training in righteousness. Training is needed in developing good habits. Hopefully the kind of habit that will help us deal with the tribulations of life. We are told to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3, verse 18. What a better pattern for dealing with the troubles of life than looking at the solutions that are offered in God's Word. Yes, the Word of God is an anchor for the soul in time of trouble. It can give us direction. It can give us solutions, real solutions. It can give us hope to see us beyond the gloom, the doom, and the tears. It can show us that better days are ahead, and it can console us to know that God loves us and he cares for us and that he can aid us and strengthen us and support us in these times of trouble. Yes, the Word of God is an anchor to the soul. But another anchor that God has lived with man is the means of communication, and that is the avenue of prayer. But some people would like rather worry than pray. We are experts at worry and anxiety. Why pray when I can worry? Is it possible to live free of anxiety? Does it ever feel like we're living in a pressure cooker? Worry is the interest we pay on tomorrow's troubles. Worry betrays a lack of trust and confidence in God and his ability to provide for us. In Matthew the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 25 through 34, we're told if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all the things that we need in life will be given to us. God will make a way. God will make an opportunity that those things will be ours that we need. Do not be anxious. This is a command. How do we keep it? We trust God and we talk to God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, he tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And if God is on our side, who can defeat us? In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, we're told to cast our care upon him, for he cares for us. We need to turn it over to God. Are we too proud to admit that we need his help? Are we too proud to admit that we can't carry this burden alone. God understood that there were burdens in life that we would need help with. He is there to help us if we will turn to Him. Prayer brings peace of mind. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says to make our requests and needs known to God. Is anything too trivial to bring to God? If we need help in any area, it is needed. Do we give God thanksgiving when all is well in our life and things are going quite well? Do we give Him the credit and do we thank Him for His goodness? Prayer changes our attitude, and it can also change your viewpoint. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, we are told to pray without ceasing. It needs to be part of our regular, everyday life. Thanking God in all circumstances affirms our faith that God cares for us. And, as Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us, all things work together to good for them that love the Lord. Thanking God in all circumstances will give us strength and confidence. Can we keep going? Yes, even in the midst of trouble. Paul learned that in Philippians 4, verse 13, where he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Understand the temporal nature of troubles and heartaches and difficulties. Yes, we will have to endure them. Yes, they will come our way. But there are better times ahead. They are temporal. They are not lasting. They are working a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Read 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and 18. Isn't it comforting, dear listener, to know that when you're in the family of God and you have the right to address God as your Father, to bow your head at any time, at any place, under any circumstance, under any need that you might have in your life, and to pour your heart out into the Father and to know that He's listening, He cares, He's concerned, and not only that, He has the power to answer. He has the power to give us the things that are needed most that will help us in dealing with life problems. But we must remember to have trust and faith that He knows what's best. Sometimes we think when we pray and we don't give what we pray for, that God does not answer our prayer. That may not be true. God may say, you don't need that at this time, or you need that, but not now. If you pray to God for answers and you pray for God for solutions, then you must accept His answer. You must have confidence that God's ways are the best way, that God's wisdom is the best wisdom, and you must take comfort in the fact knowing that God has given you the best possible solution. Yet the best solution and the best advice is meaningless if we don't take it. Yes, talking to our God and pouring out our troubles and desires and needs to Him is something that God has given us in this avenue of prayer. This is an avenue that not all people have. Yes, all people can pray and God hears whatever man may be doing or saying, but He only answers and acknowledges those who are His children. This is a spiritual blessing, and all spiritual blessings are in Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Prayer is a wonderful anchor in time of trouble. When you have troubles, when you have tribulations, when you have things that are weighing heavy on your heart, and when you're having difficulty facing a certain given situation, do you ever think to pray? Do you turn it over to God? Do you ask for His help? Do you petition the throne of mercy and grace? Or are you trying to do it by yourself? Dear listener, anchors in troubled times. God has given us His Word. He has given us His avenue of prayer. These are anchors that can sustain us, help us, and see us through the dark days. Use them. Be grateful for them, and thank God for them. Tune in again next week.